Okay, so imagine this for a second. Imagine you're sitting on a gold mine.
Right.
But the gold, it's not actual metal. It's not crypto. It's data. It's expertise. We're talking about mountains of incredibly valuable, super technical knowledge.
Stuff like compliance manuals, white papers, case studies.
Exactly. The stuff that, I mean, it literally keeps the lights on or keeps medicine safe.
Yeah, the heavy, high-stakes information
Yeah.
that makes our whole modern world work.
But here's the catch. That gold is trapped. It's locked away inside these, dense 20-page PDFs that, let's be honest, nobody has time to read anymore.
Even if it's their job to read it.
Right. Even then, that's
Yeah.
the classic hidden gold problem, especially in B2B. You have the knowledge, you have the source of truth that you just don't have your audience's attention.
You don't have their mental availability.
So today we're doing something a little different. We're taking a specific company, a real heavy hitter called Assurex, and we're going to run a kind of simulation. We're going to see what happens when you pair their library of technical knowledge with a new piece of tech called Auto Content API.
And just to be clear here, this is not about, asking ChatGPT to write a blog post. We're not talking about generic text.
I know.
This is more like an industrial engine for content transformation.
Yes, that's the perfect word for it. It's been called the Notebook LM API alternative, but built for enterprise automation. So the mission for this deep dive is pretty simple. How can a complex, compliance-heavy company like Assurex use this tech to turn its boring documents into a media empire?
It's a great question because it bridges this gap between old school industrial reliability, which Assurex is all about, and new school digital speed. So, yeah, let's unpack it.
Okay, so first things first, who is Assurex? Because from looking at their stuff, this is not some startup selling project management tools.
Oh, definitely not. Assurex is a major player in EQMS,
EQMS.
enterprise quality management software. They build a platform that helps highly regulated industries manage all their quality and compliance stuff.
So when you say regulated, what are the stakes we're talking about here? Why does this matter?
Think the highest stakes imaginable. Energy and utilities. NERC compliance to keep the power grid from going down.
Wow.
Pharma and biotech, dealing with FDA regulations, medical devices, manufacturing.
So if their software fails or if a client messes up a workflow?
Real-world things go wrong. Blackouts happen. Unsafe medicine could get out. We're not talking about a website being down. We're talking about critical infrastructure.
Okay, so this is very serious business.
Very. Their whole pitch is replacing all the messy paper-based systems with what they call one platform. So everything, audits, complaints, corrective actions, it all lives in one place.
So nothing falls through the cracks.
Exactly.
And because of that, they have a ton of really heavy content. I'm on their resource library now, and I see brochures, data sheets, white papers.
And then that's the content problem we started with. In today's world of, content saturation, how on earth do you get a busy utility manager to read a 20-page PDF on compliance standards?
It's a huge ask. Even if they absolutely need to know it, finding the time is, it's just impossible.
Exactly. And traditionally, if Assurex wanted to show up where those people actually are, on podcasts, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, they'd hit what's called the production bottleneck.
Which is what?
Well, it means you'd need like four separate teams, an editorial team, an audio team, a video team, a social media team. It's slow and incredibly expensive just to repurpose what you already know.
Right. But this is where it gets interesting with Auto Content API. The key word I saw in the documentation wasn't generation, it was transformation.
And that distinction is everything. You're not asking an AI to, make up expertise. Assurex already has it.
They have the goal.
They have the gold. You're just asking the API to change its state from text to audio or text to video.
Okay, let's walk through a real example. Assurex has this case study on their site about Keystone Dental,
Right, the dental implant manufacturer.
regulated by the FDA. So Keystone used Assurex to automate their complaint management. They cut their backlog, improved accuracy. It's a great success story. But right now, it's just a text doc on a web page.
Which is fine, but it's passive. It's waiting to be found.
So with this API, Assurex could just feed that case study URL into the system. And the first thing it could spit out is a deep dive style podcast, a bit like this one.
And the API supports multi-speaker dynamics. So it's not a robot just reading the text. It's two AI hosts having a conversation about how Keystone Dental solved their problem.
Okay, but hold on. Let me just play devil's advocate for a second. Is the quality really there? I mean, we've all heard those robotic text-to-speech voices from a few years ago. They were awful.
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And the gap has closed so much. These models now have breath pauses, intonation changes, a natural back and forth. It's designed to be bingeable.
So you could actually listen to it on your commute.
Yes. You capture the person who will never, ever read the PDF, but has 20 minutes in the car. You're unlocking a time slot that was totally inaccessible before.
But it doesn't just stop at audio. The API has this other endpoint, Video Create Shorts.
Right, for the social media feeds, the visual learners.
So it takes that same Keystone Dental case study, and it makes a vertical video for, say, LinkedIn. It pulls out a key stat, like the 65% reduction in server maintenance costs.
That's the hook. That's the headline.
Yeah. The API grabs that, overlays it on some stock footage, maybe adds an AI avatar, lip syncs the audio, adds subtitles, and boom, you've got a YouTube short.
And this is where we need to talk about the faceless strategy.
I see that term everywhere. Usually it's for like spammy TikTok channels.
Yeah.
What does it mean for a serious company like a Surex?
It just means efficiency at scale. Normally a video like that costs hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. You need a crew, an actor, editing time. It takes weeks.
Right. The source material says a basic short video can be over $300, but the API cost is about 400 credits.
Which is, what, about 4 euros?
4 euros. You're comparing the price of a coffee to a full studio production.
It completely changes the economics. It means the Surex can just flood the zone. They can make a short, faceless video for every single compliance trend, every feature, every case study, without hiring a single actor.
But doesn't that risk diluting the brand if you just have hundreds of 4 euro videos everywhere?
That is the risk. But you have to think about the audience. These are busy, technical people. They don't need a Hollywood blockbuster. They need the answer to how did Keystone fix their backlog? And if you give them that answer in a clean 60-second video, you've won. Utility beats cinema in B2B.
Utility over cinema. I like that. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit. Surex is big on support. I saw they have a 100% satisfaction rating.
Which is almost unheard of in enterprise software. Support is usually where satisfaction goes to die.
It is, but they have these complex tools, right? KPI management, audit management.
Yeah, these are complicated modules. And even with amazing support, users still have those basic questions. How do I do this? Where do I click for that?
This is where the explainer video feature comes in. The docs say the ATI can crawl a web page and generate a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
So just imagine, a Surex sets this up to crawl its own help documentation. And for every single feature, it automatically generates a little video walkthrough.
That would increase dwell time on their site, which Google loves for SEO. But more importantly, it answers the customer's question on the spot.
Exactly. I'd much rather watch a 1 minute video than read a manual. That means fewer basic support tickets.
Which frees up that top-rated support team to focus on the really hard problems.
It's all about efficiency. And there's another feature that's almost sci-fi, but I think it's really relevant here. Voice cloning.
Oh, this is the cool part. Or maybe the scary part.
A little both. The API lets you clone a voice. So think about the VP of product at a Surex. Super busy person, right? No time to go record weekly audio updates.
But their voice has authority. Customers want to hear from them, not from a marketing intern.
It does. With voice cloning, that VP records their voice once to train the model. And from then on, the marketing team can generate market thoughts or product updates in the VP's actual voice without taking a minute of their time.
That's wild. It's thought leadership at scale. But do you think people in these conservative industries like energy would accept a cloned voice?
I think so. As long as it's disclosed and the information is valuable, we're already seeing it. It creates that personal connection without the personal time investment. The VP can be in 10 places at once.
Okay, so we've got marketing and we've got support, but what about inside the company? Internal training. This feels like it could be even bigger.
It's a huge pain point for their clients. Remember, these are massive organizations.
Like Surex literally sells a training management solution.
They do, because in these industries, if your staff isn't trained on the latest safety protocol, people can get hurt or you get fined millions.
But again, who reads the memo? It's the same problem as the white paper.
It's the information silo problem. Management sends an email, nobody reads it, compliance breaks down.
So here's the workflow. A Surex, or one of their clients, uses the API to convert a technical manual or a new FDA update into an internal podcast.
A private podcast network.
Exactly. So an employee at a utility company can just listen to a 10-minute summary of a new safety policy on their commute.
That is massive for retention. People listen when they drive, when they're at the gym, you're moving the training into a format that actually gets consumed. You're meeting the employee where they are.
And the API has this other endpoint, deep research, that's perfect for this.
This is the part that turns it into an automated analyst.
The docs say it doesn't just write text, it actually browses the live web. It can go to government sites, news sites.
So a Surix, who needs to stay on top of new regulations, could set up a recurring task, like scan for changes in EU MDR regulations every 24 hours.
And the API does the scan, finds what's new, creates a briefing, and then turns it into a daily audio update for the executive team.
It's like having a dedicated analyst who works 24/7 and delivers a perfect audio report every single morning.
That is a huge competitive advantage. You're reacting to the market faster than anyone.
And speaking of expanding, let's talk about going global.
Their homepage says, trusted by companies worldwide.
Right, but going global usually means a massive language barrier. You want to sell in Germany, you need German content, you want to sell in Japan.
You need a local team or expensive translation services. It's a huge hurdle.
Well, Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
50. Seriously.
50. So a Surix takes their English brochure on energy and utilities, feeds it in, and gets back Spanish, German, and Japanese versions, audio and video.
But is it accurate? I mean, in compliance, one wrong word and you're in big trouble.
That's a fair point. For legal documents, you still want a human to do the final sign-off. But for marketing, for trading content, the models are so good now, it gets you 95% of the way there in seconds.
And what that does is just multiply their total addressable market, their TAM overnight.
It does. Which brings me to this idea of programmatic SEO. It's a buzzword, and a lot of times it just means spam.
Right. Those sites where it's like best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, and it's the same garbage content on every page.
Exactly. Google hates that stuff, calls it thin content. But programmatic SEO is just about creating thousands of pages for super specific search terms.
Like quality management for biotech in Boston.
Perfect example. The old way, you'd get penalized. But the API fixes this because it can generate unique assets for each page.
Wow.
For the Boston page, it makes a unique text guide, a unique audio file about Boston biotech, and a unique video. The page is suddenly dense with useful multimedia content.
And Google sees people are actually staying on the page to watch the video. That's the dwell time thing again.
And it ranks the page higher. So a Surix could, in theory, dominate the search results for thousands of these long-tail industry terms.
It's turning content creation from a bottleneck into a commodity.
Exactly.
Okay, this all sounds incredible, but let's put on the CFO hat. What's the financial reality? Can anyone actually afford this?
The numbers are pretty staggering. We talked about video, but look at podcasts.
Okay.
A decent manual podcast episode can cost anywhere from, say, $150 to $15,000.
And with the API?
It's between 10 and 200 credits, which is about 10 cents to 2 euros.
Wait, hold on. Back up. 10 cents for a podcast episode?
10 cents to 2 euros, yeah.
That sounds, I mean, what's the catch? It sounds too cheap.
The catch is that it's industrial, not a handcrafted piece of art. But that 99% cost reduction, it lets you do things that were impossible before. It unlocks the long tail.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if an episode costs $1,000, you need a big audience to justify it. But if it costs 1 euro, you only need one single qualified lead to listen for it to be profitable.
So a Surix could make content for super niche topics, quality management for dental implant makers in the Midwest.
An audience of maybe 50 people, but they are incredibly high value people. And the best part is you don't need a new team. The API connects to tools like Make.com and Zapier.
So no developers needed.
No developers. You set up a workflow. And when a new blog post goes up on the Surix site, it automatically triggers the creation of a podcast and a video.
And 5 minutes later, it's on Spotify and YouTube.
Untouched by human hands. It's automated distribution. It solves that problem of mental availability. It lets them be everywhere.
So the API isn't replacing the experts at Surix. It's just amplifying them.
And if we zoom out to the bigger picture, to what some people are calling the agentic web, this is even more critical.
The agentic web, what's that?
In the very near future, we won't be the only ones browsing the web. AI agents will be browsing it for us.
Right. I'll just ask my AI, find me the best EQMS for a mid-sized pharma company.
And for that AI to find the answer, it needs clear, structured data. By creating all these transcripts, videos, and summaries, Surix is basically making sure they are the source of truth for those AI search engines.
So you're not just optimizing for humans anymore. You're optimizing for the machines.
You are optimizing for the next generation of search. If your knowledge is trapped in a PDF, the agent might just miss it.
This has been really fascinating, taking this, you know, heavy regulated world of Assurex and applying this hyperspeed automation of auto content API.
It's a perfect case study of what's possible right now.
So I want to leave everyone with a final thought. We talked a lot about speed and scale. So if your competitor, and it doesn't matter if you're in software, energy, or whatever, if they are publishing high quality updates every hour in 50 different languages and answering every customer question with a video, while you're still proofreading one PDF a month, are you really competing?
Or are you just invisible?
That's the question. Thanks for diving in.
My pleasure.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.